February 22nd, 2017, but this video will remain evergreen, meaning that it will always be good information regarding NASA. Today, it's just after 1 o'clock, NASA excitedly announcing the discovery of at least three planets in the so-called habitable zone of a near orbiting a star that is, quote, this is how they said it, only 40 light years away, end quote.
The big news is that around a very nearby cold small star, we found seven rocky Earth-sized planets, all of which could potentially have liquid water.
At this point, the graph says three of them orbit in the habitable zone around the star, and liquid water could exist on any of the seven planets.
Now, anybody who has their head screwed on right and knows what that means knows that we'll never get there, humanly speaking. We may go there someday if you're a born-again Christian, but I won't get into all of that in this video. But they also immediately released this statement on their website, nasa.gov, and the article titled NASA Telescope Reveals Largest Batch of Earth-Size Habitable Zone Planets Around Single Star. And they showed an illustration that shows the possible surface of TRAPPIST-1F, one of the newly discovered planets in the TRAPPIST-1 system. So they found a star, and they call this whole system of planets TRAPPIST-1, or we'll just say TRAPPIST-1. And they come up with this artistic illustration of what the surface of TRAPPIST-1F might look like. Now, listen, I do not believe in a flat Earth, but I am geocentric, and it's hard to really talk to some people about the issue of things like the flat Earth, because NASA puts out so many cartoons. So much of this stuff that is overkill CGI. And I've often said, I don't have a problem with them wanting to pretty everything up as long as they show us what the rough image looked like. And they won't do it. They rarely ever show us what the rough image looks like before the artists put it in the computer systems and doctor it. But that doesn't mean it's not real.
For me, it's mind-blowing. The first time I saw what the system had in it, I just was like, you gotta be kidding me. And then I looked at the data myself, I'm like, yeah, there they all are. It's just, I would have never predicted this. It's beyond, you know, anything I could have ever dreamt of.
The planetary system is called TRAPPIST-1 after the Belgian-operated telescope in Chile and found two planets in 2016. The NASA Spitzer Space Telescope, with the help of ground-based telescope, discovered five more.
And folks, granted, that's exciting stuff, really. I mean, I love learning about God's creation. I love to learn about the creative wonder of our universe. But the problem with NASA is their excitement is not just simply due to what used to motivate scientists before Darwin. And that is, scientists used to be excited because they were studying the fingerprints of God. We were getting to know God through the study of His creation. Romans chapter 1 describes this, that the things that are invisible are seen by the things that are visible. And God has revealed Himself to an extent in Scripture. And then we turn to the infallible guide of the Word of God, the Bible, the King James Bible in English, to get the exact details that we need to know about God. And their excitement is due to their flipped and really perverted motivation to prove evolution And they, if they can prove evolution, if they can, what I'm saying is these planets, they're not just excited about the planets, they're excited about the possibility that there's life. That when they talk about planets in the habitable zone, they're excited about the idea that there might be life there. That's what they mean by habitable, that life could exist there because it's the right distance from their center or home star, and that it would be the right amount of heat and not too hot, not too cold. And if you don't understand all that, you need to watch a documentary called The Privileged Planet, and it'll explain how that's one of the proofs of God in creation, is how that he put Earth right perfectly where it ought to be. And The Principle is another documentary that I'd recommend to learn about these things. And so NASA's excitement is due to the idea they can prove evolution on these other planets, thus proving that it happened here by just the very fact that if it happened there, then their theories of evolution here are confirmed. That's what is motivating them.
I felt super excited, amazed by the existence. The very existence of this system was kind of shock.
The TRAPPIST-1 planets are extremely close to one another, and from a planet's surface, you could easily see other TRAPPIST-1 planets in the sky.
And they haven't proven evolution here. They have intimidated, they have threatened, they have blackballed, and they have censored all those who question their religious doctrine of macroevolution. And then they point at microevolution, where you see changes within species and kinds, and call that evolution, when that is microevolution, but it's not macro, so it doesn't prove that a monkey became a man. It doesn't prove that an amoeba popped legs and came out of the primordial soup and started crawling around the earth, and then billions of years later became a duck, and then it later became an ape, and later became a man. Doesn't prove that. And that's what they're trying to do with this whole thing with these planets and this big announcement. And that's why they're so excited. If you watch these things, don't think that they're just excited about a scientific discovery. They're excited, and it's a spiritual thing. It's like seeing someone who's involved in a church service getting excited. And that's what these people are all about. It will embolden their rejection of God. That's what this is all about.
If you were standing on one of these planets, you'd actually see a lot of them sort of in the sky whipping by on these very short orbital periods.
NASA's James Webb Telescope, launching in 2018, could teach us even more about the TRAPPIST-1 system. It will be able to detect the chemical fingerprints of water, methane, and oxygen of potential atmospheres, key ingredients in assessing habitability.
It is an excellent, fantastic discovery.
All images of planets are artist conception. This video was produced by Jet Propulsion Lab in California Institute of Technology.
And it's not motivated by science, but by a simple hatred for God and love for their sin. When you watch this on the news today or tomorrow or in the coming weeks, you see other NASA announcements. Remember, Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. People cut that verse in half, and you need to read the whole verse and remember that's their motivation. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And the reason they say that isn't science. It's the corrupt, abominable heart that produces the abominable works. Jesus Christ said the same thing in John 3:19, and you've got to get this. When you're trying to convince these atheists with all this evidence and everything, you can talk about Bible prophecy, and you can talk about the evidence against evolution. You can use different philosophical arguments, and you can give your own personal testimony and how that God lives in you, he dwells in you, he works in your life, and all, answers prayer. None of that's going to matter to most of these people. John 3:19, Jesus said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now, in the meantime, as we understand their motivation, just want to point out a couple of things as we wrap up this video. Man can travel 24,000 miles per hour in space. 24,000 miles per hour. That's getting it. That's real good.
But the speed of light is 670 million miles per hour.
Okay. Now, in this announcement, these planets are 40 light years away.
That would mean, first of all, man would have to be able to go 25,000 times faster than is now possible without dying.
And then, even then, if we ever got to the point we could travel at the speed of light without dying, then we could send off 21-year-old men, and when they reach these planets, they'll be 61 years old. They are virtually from the graduation of college to retirement. Their entire life spent traveling to get to the things. But when they, I just want you to understand, when they talk about how it's only 40 light years away, only, it's a lifetime away. It's your entire adult life. It's just amazing how they just throw those numbers out there, and it's just crazy talk. But as I said, keep in mind, they don't need to land there in order to, feel like they're winning here, because they just need to prove that there's life there. And so they're excited because being 40 light years away, they think it's putting them within reach so that in some way, somehow, they can find life there. And that would be enough to make their case and soothe their damned consciences, which is motivating them to try to disprove God. And meanwhile, they're spending billions of dollars on this agenda. 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. I hope you're writing down these Bible passages for reference, in either if you don't share them when you're talking to these people, you need to have this understanding when you do talk to these people. Otherwise, you'll get frustrated because you'll present the facts and you're like, I can see this. Why can't they? It's because they don't want to see it. Romans chapter 1, beginning verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now listen closely to what we're told here in Romans 1. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. That describes exactly what's going on with the announcement of this discovery. Not because they discovered something that's really neat and interesting, but because their motivation and their celebration is all about disproving God and protecting their sin. They don't want to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, as described in Acts 20:21, and they don't want to have to demonstrate their faith with works meet for repentance, Acts 26:20. But Romans chapter 1 continues and says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. And that's why you're seeing Wicca, and a revival of earth worship, and Gaia worship, and pagan idolatry among the elites. It's why you see the Bohemian Grove, you see what's going on with CERN and all this. They are motivated by the satanic drive to disprove God, and they then turn God, in their mind and heart, into really just the Darwinian worship of animal. They see themselves as animal, and they worship the animal. Let's close with the final verse here. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And that's what Jesus is talking about. They loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And that is the rest of the story.